就好，就我哋跟住咧就仲有两三个比较主要嘅议程。一个咧就系Southern to Central Link Cross Harbour Section 嘅一个 briefing by MTR 同埋 Highway。咁我哋今日咧就MTR 咧就有几位同事过嚟同我哋做呢个报告嘅，一位咧就系邓伯雄先生，佢系项目统筹经理。咁另外咧就系有位设计经理啊魏先生，有位传讯经理啊苏小姐。咁 Highway 咧，我哋亦都有啲同事梁达辉先生同埋阿梁显达先生啊，欢迎大家，欢迎。欢迎嘅吓。我知道各位有一个 report 系带咗嚟，咁我哋欢迎你將呢個 report 分俾我哋嘅 member 嚇。就歡迎你可以做呢、這個，係咪有個 PowerPoint presentation 咧？或者咩？
係主席我哋一個好簡單嘅 PowerPoint， 希望喺五至十分鐘咧，同大家好快咁樣去講一講我哋嗰、那個構思同埋嗰個我哋諮詢嘅一個過程。咁或者講講咧，其實我唔呢度詳細嘅咧，喺文件度都有嘅啦。咁成個背景咧，大家都希望了解咧，就沙中線其實就喺一個即係已經計劃咗相當耐嘅一個項目，中間就當然經過好多嘅反覆啦。咁今日嚟講咧，就同大家今日希望介紹嘅咧，雖然沙中線有好多都係同海濱有關係嘅一啲東西，咁但係我哋今日咧希望係主要集中咧就係講過海嗰一段嘅個規劃嘅，咁或者都要俾少少背景資料大家咧。好多人都以為沙中線咧係一條嘅鐵路項目，其實嚟講咧沙中線實際個規劃嚟講咧係兩條嘅鐵路線嚟嘅，但係大家睇到呢個啡色嗰個咧，其實就係將咧而家嘅馬鐵將會伸延經過土瓜灣同去到紅磡，就接落去西鐵。而呢我哋而家專注今日會講嘅過海段呢，其實嚟講呢係將而家嘅東鐵就係喺紅磡嗰度延伸過海呢，過到香港島呢一段。咁成個沙中線佢喺個有一個好大嘅策略性嘅功用呢，佢改善到個網絡呢，就係香港整體嘅鐵路網絡呢。我哋而家關心嘅過海段咧，佢就係將而家藍色呢條東鐵咧，就延伸過或跨過維多利亞港，接駁去香港島嘅喺灣仔，即係我哋叫金鐘會展站嘅地方啦，同埋總站就現時咧就喺金鐘嘅。咁嚟講咧，當佢落成嘅時候咧，就香港咧就第一次可以就係話坐鐵路唔需要轉車咧，直接在50分鐘之內呢就可以過到去邊境。咁沙中線過海段牽涉到嘅呢點解會係同個海港有關呢？固然呢佢過海段佢係要橫跨個海港呢。咁喺我哋規劃佢個建造嘅時候呢，發覺呢就係會有一啲建造方法呢可能係需要填海嘅。咁呢個呢就去到呢就要睇一睇呢就保護海港條例下面嘅要求啦。咁我哋就會而家喺個過程之中咧，就審視我哋嗰個凌駕性公眾需要呢個要求。咁以下咧，其實我哋就做咗個初步嘅一個結論嘅。咁亦係我哋喺諮詢嘅公眾諮詢嘅時候咧，想公眾同埋有所有嘅持份者能夠就住呢啲睇法咧，俾一啲意見我哋嘅。首先個凌駕性公眾需要。咁主要嚟講呢，喺文件度我哋都有個比較詳細啲嘅介紹啦。主要喺六個範疇嘅。第一個範疇呢就係話舒緩而家現有鐵路線嘅擠迫嘅狀況。我哋預期稍後嘅年份呢，喺個別嘅段落呢已經有一個呢喺個擠塞嘅狀況呢係超過可以接受嘅水平嘅。咁而沙中線係可以能夠緩解到呢啲咁嘅擠塞。另一樣就剛才解釋過呢，就是跨境和東九龍將這個東鐵呢就帶過去對香港島這邊，鐵路提供了一個選擇，從而呢我們相信呢是能夠可以幫得到呢舒緩的 而家海底隧道嗰個交通，無論係九龍或者香港嘅交通嘅狀況嚟嘅。咁其另外一個就係非直接嘅因素咧，就係話我哋希望就因為鐵路係舒緩咗路面嘅交通，就令到路面嘅空氣質素能夠改善。咁另外嚟講咧，沙中線就帶嚟咧一啲就係間接嘅經濟利益，包括就係話新嘅建造職位啦，同埋嚟講嘅就係個社會嘅經濟一個界外嘅經濟效益咧，就每年41億。咁另外嚟講一個比較重要嘅咧，就係我哋呢個項目咧個時間咧就可以配合得到咧，就係而家喺港島北岸，即係而家灣仔、銅鑼灣等等，而家正在將會展開嘅工程，咁從而咧將喺呢度進行嘅工程嗰個滋擾咧係減到係最低嘅。咁所以咧喺我哋睇審視過啲因素咧，我哋有一個睇法就係咧，沙中線係有一個凌駕性嘅公眾需要嘅。另一方面咧，我哋就再睇第二個問題啫，我哋是否可以揾到一個無需填海嘅方案去建造沙中線，從而係避開咗填海咧？咁喺個過程之中咧，其實我哋睇過幾個大類嘅方案嘅，比如話可唔可以用橋嘅形式跨嗰個海港，而係無需係完全無需去做填海呢個工作嘅咧？咁但係我哋睇翻咧，如果要能夠東鐵繼續做到東鐵嘅功能，包括喺紅磡可以仍然係做到個站啦，將來同其他嘅段落轉線啦，又或者過到嚟香港島能夠同將來嘅鐵路或現有嘅鐵路做一個轉線咧，其實呢個方案咧就有好大問題，因為佢升高咗之後咧，不單兩邊要好長嘅引道，咁呢啲嚟講牽涉到係差唔多等於將兩邊嘅東鐵咧重新做過啦。咁基本上亦係冇咁嘅土地，除非我哋要收回私人嘅土地啊，而個接駁亦係幾乎不可能。舉個例子啦，如果要將呢度一路去接駁翻去金鐘咧，差唔多我哋喺路面嘅引道咧，差唔多要去到金鐘。都是在路面的，基本上一個簡單來說是一個不可能的方向。另外做隧道，其實我們考慮兩種的主要隧道，剛才提到我們要維持在會展站和紅磡站都能夠有一個合理的轉線安排。如果按這個做法，條隧道的走線都會經過海床一些又軟又硬的地方，這個在我們的探討已經是確認得到的。而在個過程之中，我們看到就只可以用隧道轉換機的方法去做。咁而我哋經驗過去咧，就係話如果喺咁嘅土質之下咧，隧道轉挖機咧，基本上嚟講個轉頭咧，嗰個磨損係非常之犀利嘅。咁咧就基本上係幾乎上每日咧都要係做一個更換嘅轉頭啊等等咁嘅工作。而咧呢度嚟講咧，如果要做呢個工作咧，喺個轉頭度咧就以一個加壓嘅方式去做。咁而嗰個壓力咧，我哋睇過咧係咧係大過而家法例可以容許嘅50磅，每寸50磅呢個壓力嘅，即係3.45。巴呢、這個，咁如果嚟講呢個喺對個無論係對工人咧，對個項目嚟講咧，非常之大嘅風險。另一個做法咧就係話，倘若我哋要避免剛才頭先嗰個咁高壓之下去做呢、這個工程咧，咁但我哋就可以其中一個選擇就係好似譬如話而家嘅渠務隧道喺好深嘅石層去做，咁但係咧呢、這個又翻去一個基本嘅問題咧。嗰、那個隧道本身嚟講就唔可以同東鐵或者現在嘅鐵路咧做一個合理嘅一個轉乘安排，咁變咗嚟講咧就做一個項目咧係一個用唔到嘅一個鐵路，係一個冇乜大用嘅鐵路。咁我哋嘅結論咧就係話我哋都真係睇唔到一個可行嘅方案咧係可以咧就唔需要做一個建造嘅時候唔需要填海。咁喺考慮一個我哋認為係一個比較合理啲嘅一個建造方法咧，就係、是、以咧。是一個沉管的形式，這個就是說將一些預製的管就拖來一些海中間一些預先挖掘的坑道，然後就沉下去接駁了它，而兩邊呢就以明話的方式呢就做一個接駁安排。這個呢就是一路在其他的過海隧道呢都是用這個方法去做的。在考慮這個方案的時候呢，我們看到呢其實它可以呢有兩個走線可以選擇的，一個就是東的走廊，一個西走廊，中間這裡來說呢就是中環灣仔繞道呢在那裡的8號的一個引道，那來講那裡因為阻了就做不到的。那我們東走廊的最重要一個或者我講紅磡那邊，無論我們說講東走廊或西走廊呢，我們都牽涉到呢近住紅磡近岸那裡呢就要做一個呢就是一個明挖回填，那來講呢我們預計呢 要咗一个临时嘅工作台咧，咁牵涉到理论上咧，呢、這个都系应该系作为一个临时填海一个概念，系一个临时填海嘅范围嚟嘅。我哋预计一公顷嘅一个范围，就系呢度我哋睇到一个临时工作台。咁另外嚟讲咧，无论选取边个走线咧，我哋睇到咧都需要咧将现有红磡绕道咧，佢嗰、那个嗰啲护栏咧、防撞栏咧要拆咗个同埋重置嘅。咁但系呢个咧，我哋相信呢个唔属于，因为系重置一个海港嘅设施咧，系唔属于系填海嘅。咁另外嚟讲咧，就系、是、将现有嗰个货运嘅码头咧一部分咧拆咗佢，而咧去做呢一边嘅沉管。咁呢个咧，一个拆咗一个码头设施再重置咧，我哋都认为唔系一个临时填海嘅工作。咁跟住过到对面咧，就有两个走线啦，其中东走线咧，呢、這个諗法咧，其實最重要一樣嘢咧，嘅概念嘅理念咧，就係希望盡量同中環灣仔繞道合併去做，咁從而咧就減低喺避風塘入邊嘅臨時填海嘅範圍。咁但係咧，考慮過唔同嘅方案，包括係完全重疊，因為白色呢個就係灣繞道完全重疊啦。咁但係咧呢度牽涉到咧，無論如何咧，嗰、那個建造工程嘅難度會困難咗，個時間會耐咗。雖然個概念係雖然啲好，但係咧就牽涉到咧會將個工程咧就延伸咧就多大約係三年嘅時間。即係話換句説話咧，就將喺繞道入邊嘅工程咧係由而家大約個六年咧延伸到去九年。咁同埋咧，我哋喺考慮。有呢個困難咧，咁我哋都考慮其他有冇一啲方案咧，係完全重疊或者係部分重疊嘅。你睇大家留意得到咧，唔同嘅線路咧，係代表咧我哋係考慮唔同嘅走線，但係總嘅嚟講咧，佢都會牽涉到咧 0.6 到2公頃嘅臨時填海。而最極端一個咧，就係一啲呢個方案咧，倘若我哋選取一啲嘅方案咧，佢就有可能咧就將咧就繞到咧就。再向外推嘅，咁我哋唔覺得呢個係一個可取嘅方案，到咁低，同埋咧牽涉到呢度咧，就有一個咧可能需要永久填海添。咁總嘅嚟講咧，我覺得我哋嘅睇法咧就係呢個唔係一個太可取嘅方法，比較起我哋跟住建議嘅，跟住建議我哋嗰個西走線咧，佢同中環灣仔繞道咧就會有一個重疊嘅地方。咁而家個構思咧就係話喺重疊嘅地方咧。就會灣仔繞就中環灣仔繞道個工程之內就會做埋呢一部分嘅鐵路隧道。咁而喺中環灣仔繞道建築期間，我哋亦會咧預計建議咧，就係喺避風塘入邊利用佢嗰、那個仲有嘅一啲空間咧，我哋覺得咧，我哋可以做埋呢一段跨過個防波堤嘅工程。而家按住，如果我哋仍然維持翻。讓早前因為中環灣仔繞道去同當避風塘嘅使用者傾嘅時候咧，佢有大約三分二嘅使用者咧，佢仍然喺工程期間咧係可以留喺個避風塘嗰度，係無需搬遷嘅。如果我哋按呢個精神去做咧，咁我哋最後呢一段咧就需要咧就喺繞道完全完結咗之後，我哋先有足夠嘅空間咧做最後呢一段。咁講緊咧就會係喺繞道完結咗之後。我哋仲要，我哋喺呢度咧就做大約咧18個月嘅時間。咁但系咧，其實我哋而家亦係好積極同呢啲使用者咧傾咧，就係睇下有冇可能咧就做進一步嘅搬遷咧，令到嚟講我哋入邊喺呢度多啲空間咧去做多少少嘅工程，從而將呢個時間咧去減到最低嘅。咁而家呢個討論係仍然繼續緊嘅。咁如果按剛才嘅介紹咧，呢、這個方法咧，咁。沙中線喺個避風塘入面咧，額外牽涉到個填海咧，就係、是、綠色，大家睇到呢兩部分嘅臨時填海咧，就係 2.2 公頃，而係無需永久填海嘅。而總嘅嚟講咧，沙中線過海段咧，牽涉到嘅臨時填海咧，就係、是、紅磡嗰邊嚟講咧，就會係大約係一公頃嘅地方，而喺避風塘呢邊咧，就2.2 公頃。咁喺各個你喺我將會介紹咧，就係我哋諮詢公共諮詢嘅嗰個過程啦。咁喺同每一個持份者同埋喺論壇度咧，我哋都同我哋接觸嘅朋友咧，就係、是、都傾呢幾個基本嘅問題啦，就係話 就是刚才我们提出的那几个问题，希望我们都能够对我们刚才提出的那几个意见呢能够给到正肯定的一个支持。那讲回我们的公众咨询过程呢，我们在今年的六月呢就开始呢就是同一些专业的团体保护海港的组织呢开始做一个咨询工作，介绍刚才我们介绍的一些的建议。咁另外呢喺七月呢就開展咗呢就同嗰啲避風塘使用者所有持份者嘅討論。咁喺同一時期我哋亦係開展咗區議會嘅介紹同埋討論。咁稍後呢喺八月24、29同埋9月1號呢我哋呢就會有一個公眾論壇。我哋希望繼續呢個諮詢呢能夠而家繼續落去，咁希望喺年底嘅時候呢咁嚟講呢就可以進行到呢沙中線嘅刊憲。咁而預計呢過海段嘅落成時間呢我哋預計係大概2019，主要原因呢都係因為係配合呢就係、是、北岸嘅工程，關而家講到北岸嘅工程。主席我介紹就暫過一段落。
Thank you, 多謝。各位委員有啲咩意見？見到 Paul, please.
We'd like to thank the working group on the Central Highways and the MTR for meeting with our society and explaining and going with the engineers on our side through the detail of this project. I can confirm that we agree with the immersed tube solution and we believe that great effort is being made to minimize the reclamation on the side of Hong Kong. However, we have a question about the reinstatement of the freight pier and the plans of the MTR to make sure that that will be made available for good public use after this project is completed and that you will stop the use of this for some cheap freight work. On the section of the where there is a crossover between the Central Wonsa Bypass and the Sha Tin Central Link, We have been made to understand that this section will now be built, the yellow section there, close to the police, officers club, that section will now be built as one by government in an entrustment agreement, and we welcome that solution because this will mean that both projects are built as one, so we minimize the time, so we welcome that solution as well. A remaining concern for us is the need for 2.2 hectares of temporary reclamation in the typhoon shelter, which would debilitate the use of the typhoon shelters for marine users. From the perspective of the society, it's not just about the size of the harbour, but also the use of the harbour when it comes to the value of the harbour. And the use of the harbour depends on land-water interfaces such as typhoon shelters, moorings and berthings for boats, piers. Those are absolutely necessary to ensure that the harbour can be used positively and that will increase the value of the harbour. So the removal of moorings to us does not help, and we ask the MTR to consider as an option. One is to use an immersed tube to connect directly with the entrusted section, so that is the time for the debilitation of the typhoon shelter can be minimized. And the second that we would ask for is a moving of the breakwater wall, as it is partly going to be demolished, whether they can be moved outwards, and so that there is a greater typhoon shelter, so we have more mooring spaces, so that there is no net loss of mooring spaces during your works. Thank you.
我建議或者你等埋其他啲委員一齊comment 咗之後綜合回應。剛才 Mr. Paul Zimmerman 佢就係代表，佢喺呢個會就代表保護海港業會嘅。咁就跟住落嚟發言係 Mr. Nicholas Brooker。
Chairman, and it never stops. It never stops. We pay a heavy price for government infrastructure initiatives, very heavy price. My concern just looking at this presentation is the way the alternatives are being presented. You know, when you start presenting bridges across the harbour as options and alternatives, you have to wonder. I mean, the experience with the Central Wanchai Bypass is that there are a lot of very good, both amateur and professional engineers in Hong Kong. And what we have, what was presented today are three extremes, and Greg can perhaps help me on this, but the three alternatives that were shown today were three extremes, very extremes, going deep, going shallow, and building a bridge, in my amateur terms. And I suspect there are variations on a theme, which some would argue could be achieved. And I just wonder and worry that what seems to be a fairly simplistic approach might be challenged going forward. And I wonder whether the team that we've just been presenting are sufficiently confident that they have met the test of overriding public need. Seems to me a little simple in its approach. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Any other views?
首先提到嗰個時間表咧，其實咪已經包括埋恢復個海港嘅，因為又話臨時填海啦，咁即係話個工程完咗之後咧，就會係變翻原來海港咁樣嘅樣啦。咁呢個咧就如果係嘅話咧，咁其實我個人就會支持一個咧係最快完成嘅方案嘅，因為頭先我哋睇到咧都係講緊咧係18个月啊、幾年啊咁樣啦。咁如果成個工程能夠喺咁嘅時間完成嘅話咧，咁希望咧就可以唔好再騷擾個海港啦。咁工程嗰度咧，我就本身就唔係好熟嘅。咁我會假設咧 ，MTLC 咧係會有一個好完美嘅方案咧，因為有咁多 engineer 應該亦都起咗咁多鐵路啦喺香港，咁會咧有一個好嘅方案咧會提出嚟。咁然後咧就盡快完成個工程咧，將個海港咧就變翻原來個樣，因為都睇到啦，點使用海港咧係好多唔同嘅人咧會用嘅，尤其是而家我哋講緊個避風塘嗰度咧，其實我自己都係其中一個使用者嚟嘅，咁就非常之渴望咧就盡快咧喺嗰度咧就係完成恢復翻個海港嘅。
多謝余生，
我都有少意見。
Thank you, Nick. OK，
唔該你，Chairman。我意見就係，我都高興聽到地鐵之後都考慮埋coordination with 呢個 Central Wanchai Bypass 啊，因為整體嚟講，我會覺得當工程喺度發生嗰時，其實成個環境咧，唔理佢大好或者細好咧，都會影響得幾大。咁所以我諗最重要反而咧應該考慮整體時間點樣再同政府嗰邊嘅 Central Wanchai Bypass 一齊去起，一齊完成，早少少完成會比較重要少少。唔該。
Joe and then Winston, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Of course, we're all very excited about being able to go straight through on a through train to the mainland from Hong Kong Island. I think it's very pertinent to discuss that, and it's very pertinent to make it happen. The time frame looks like a through train project. I would say it's very, very fast for a public engagement exercise to get to where we would like to be and to start construction by 2010. I haven't had time yet to really absorb the details of this. There's a lot of information here. One thing that I do see in here is the provisions for the North Island line. We've talked about this at the Central Wanchai Bypass project a number of times. The lack of certainty about that, about when it would go ahead, if it would go ahead, etc. Particularly in terms of putting in the protected works. We've talked about trying to minimise the intervention of construction on the Central Wanchai waterfront. And we were told previously that the North Island line was an uncertainty and that it wouldn't be coming to us perhaps for a decision until 2020, and that we need to move ahead expediently, but not to put the protected works in. And again, it's here in this presentation. So it seems that a lot of things still need to be ironed out. There's a lot of detail yet to come. And whilst we don't want to put the brakes on anything, we do want to have certainty about where we're moving. The idea of doing this in the most expedient manner, in terms of getting the minimum degree of run-on work, doing as much as possible in parallel, is definitely to be supported. But let's get the most or the optimal outcome. And I think we do need to look at the all the available options. Certainly agree with Mr. Brook on that.
Thank you.
Winston, please.
多謝主席。我諗今次嗰、那個即係依個諮詢好明顯，我哋睇到就係話，即係地鐵想喺即係做一啲工程嘅時候，係需要一啲臨時填海。咁而係即係同共建委港委員會即係討論嘅就係話，即是否有嗰個凌駕性公共需要。咁即係當然，其實依個臨時填海喺上次做嗰個中環灣仔繞道嗰度咧，亦都已經牽涉咗好多爭議啊。咁我覺得好奇怪就係話，即係點解臨時填海之後仲有臨時填海咧？而我哋花咗好多時間喺中環灣仔，即係灣仔，尤其是灣仔二期嗰個公眾參與計劃嗰度兩年，咁而即係似乎即係呢一個嘅即係興建呢個鐵路嘅臨時填海嘅需求咧，似乎都好似冇被即係討論過。咁即係所以對於共建委港委員會，起碼即係對於我作為一個委員嚟講咧，係即係好感詫異嘅。即係我哋唔知仲有幾多呢啲咁嘅嘢咧，係即係未到。咁而即係我主席，我作為小組委員會主席咧，其實我就對於即係呢個地鐵公司咧，即係都好多嘅，即係對於共建委港委員會嘅申請咧，我都好多即係感同身受嘅一啲意見，我想講一講。咁其實即係好遠之前，即係依個中機場嘅地鐵延展掉頭隧道咧，就已經即係一個原因咧，就令到皇后碼頭唔可以喺個原址嗰度咧係即係停留噶啦。咁而佢哋做西港島線咧，就將成個西環嗰個海濱咧就即係攞曬嚟做嗰、那個廢料嘅barging point， 即係運送一啲泥頭。咁而成個西九龍填海區咧，所有嘅海濱地方咧，包括我哋自己親手做嗰個海濱長廊咧，咁都會將會咧俾佢攞嚟咧，就去做佢嗰、那個即係西九嗰、那個鐵路嘅又係我嚟做 barging point。咁當然啟德咧，亦都係因為呢個沙中線咧，亦都有好多即係海濱嘅土地咧，佢又要需要我嚟做一個地盤嘅用途。咁而牽涉咗好多經已規劃咗嘅一啲 public open space 喺呢啲地方咧，其實就不能夠進展啊！就係因為要借用呢啲地方咧，就係俾呢個地鐵公司咧，係去即係興建佢嗰、那個即係鐵路咧作為地盤使用。咁其實咧，即係而家似乎我睇到就係話喺共建委港委，如果而家面對好多嘅計劃裏面咧，其實好多時咧，縱使我哋有完善嘅規劃咧，都被逼咧係要讓路咧俾呢啲嘅即係鐵路嘅設施。我唔知有幾多嘢佢係真真正正需要，有幾多嘢係貪方便而即係因為我哋冇計劃而攞嚟用。咁我覺得即係話我有個要求就係我唔知地鐵公司會唔會考慮嘅，就係話即係我哋成日講緊一個即係污者自負嘅計劃。即係我相信而家攞個海濱我嚟做地盤咧，長時間做地盤，可能十年之內都係呢啲咁嘅地鐵嘅地盤嘅時候咧，其實同我哋共建維港委員會嗰個咁嘅遠景嗰個目標咧，所想盡快有一啲海濱地區俾市民用咧，其實即係呢一樣嘢咧係有背道而馳嘅。咁我但係從來都冇聽過咧，地鐵公司就話當我做呢啲咁嘅即係令到海濱之人唔方便，或者攞走咗一啲工程，即係可以美化海濱工程嘅機會嘅時候，佢會有一啲補償嘅方案，去喺一啲即係海濱地方咧，係去做翻一啲休憩設施俾啲市民，去補償翻咧，即係佢係攞走咗一啲即係優化海濱嘅機會。咁我希望即係地鐵公司以後整體咁去睇咯。如果唔係我真係喺唔同嘅會議度，今次就嚟講攞西環，下次就講西九龍，再下次就攞啟德，咁而家咧就攞灣仔。咁其實我哋唔知道，我哋一路咁多年嚟想見到盡快嘅有一個活配嘅海濱，幾時先有咯？即係我而家預計將來嘅十年裏面咧，大部分嘅海濱地區咧都係地盤嚟嘅，主席嚇，多謝主席。
假如冇其他嘅，我專明。
啊，主席，首先就喺工程展開嗰度咧，我就都覺得喺未來裏面咧，好多地方都需要用到海濱作為一個地盤。 的一些 supporting 的一些 area。 实际上呢，这个都要理解呢，就是我们看到那个铁路的网络呢和整体的发展呢，如果有一个可持续的发展的机会呢，我们应该是先避让了路行。我同样都会理解，真是海滨的地方是一路长期被一些地盘是占用的时候呢，是对可以即是享用海滨的人士呢是带来很多不便。但是同时呢，我们要做一个整体的理解，更加是有一个负责任的态度去即是去理解目前这些影响呢，咁对香港即是以后的香港人的生活呢究竟有什么奇迹，我就睇到呢，我是愿意是觉得需要是要让出来。不过我亦都同意呢，在让出来的时候呢都要保持一定程度呢是对海滨的一些环境上面的影响。例如你在用的地盘里面是不是要多些围了，在望到这条海岸线的时候呢是不是更加是好看一点，有些遮蔽的，是使到呢整个海岸线望出来的时候呢，在工程进行的期间呢是都可以呢是给到我们共建维港一些即是委员呢是这么多年里面都希望期待呢是可以多一些望到好的东西，是好的海港。所以我都是会觉得在以往其实我们都即是这个介绍呢都不是在 NGRC 呢是介绍的，是政府部门里面曾经都介绍过，即是有这些这样的安排。我的意见呢都是一样，到今日为止我觉得我们都是呢是应该是要尽快在工程呢是一起做，是对市民和对道路使用的人士呢是减即影响减到最低。同样呢在成本效益上面呢是要可以即提高了很多的。最后我都是支持呢这份即个计划是应该是在现时介绍是给了在用者里面呢即啲使用的可能他遇到的一些影响的时间作出一个协调之下然后进行。多谢主席。
Hello, Patrick.
多谢主席。回来看回NTR 这个方案呢，就集中回在这个铜锣湾这一带的时候呢，我们都知道我们共建维港委员会是过去很多年呢花了很多精力呢就去研究一下，即是中环湾仔晓道个工程呢，其实呢我们正面去看呢是带来一些优化海港的一些机遇的。咁所以咧就亦都係好正面咁樣咧，亦都得到好多即係市民嘅支持，就可以咧同一時間咧就利用呢個大工程咧係可以進行好多優化工程。咁而都發展局亦都會講咗咧，佢哋係會同一時間向立法會申請撥款咧，係做埋個優化工程。但係咧喺嗰個討論嘅過程裏面咧，沙中線咧始終係冇乜經過好詳細嘅考慮，所以我好想知道咧，究竟佢呢一個工程對於我哋以往做過咁多工作嗰啲優化嘅計劃咧，係有冇咩影響？我想知道呢樣嘢，即係究竟係時間有影響啊，地方有影響啊，係點樣嘅有冇影響？可以清晰啲話俾我哋知啊！多謝主席。
OK， 咁我哋請MTL 嘅當啊。
我要離開，我都想講一句，我完全明白 Vincent 即係佢呢幾年來領導嗰、那個即係 Harbourfront Enhancement， 對於佢剛才形容嗰種現象，佢係有啲 frustrations。但係即係正如剛才Jimmy 同埋 Patrick 講咧，呢啲畢竟係喺長遠規劃城市，你冇辦法唔忍受嘅一啲短期嘅即係遷就又好，痛苦又好嚇。咁但係即係我自己睇沙中線呢，即係除咗佢對於我哋整體嘅規劃啊，呢個即係可持續嘅交通運輸，其實有一個好大嘅機遇呢，我而家再掀返 Vincent 嗰個 report， 其實係有講嘅，就係嗰個紅磡西嗰個地方呢、這個就正正我剛才講話，我哋基於 Vincent 嗰個 group 做咗嘅資料庫呢，我哋要喺政府內部呢要有一個全面嘅討論，然後要 put down 啲 marker， 即係呢個咧一定係長遠要交翻出嚟，嚟到去即係帶動翻呢個維港兩岸嗰個發展。所以我可能頭先 miss 咗嗰張有張 slide 話要重置翻個 freight， 應該冇呢樣嘢嘅喎。The freight has to go 嚇、啊，即係 因為這個正正就是整個沙中線給我們的機遇呢，就是整個紅磡西早期、又是做了公眾參與規劃處做了個紅磡西的 District Planning Study 呢，就一直在等，就等這個地交回出來，兩塊東西要走，一個就是這個就是以前九鐵的 Freight Yard， 照我所知都沒什麼 Freight 來的，現在第二個呢就是那個 International Mail Center， 也都我們找了地方給它 relocation 的了。咁所以呢兩嚿嘢走咗之後咧，整個紅磡西嘅即係海濱設計嘅機遇咧就出嚟啦。咁所以我覺得即係本委員會可以喺呢度係俾一個好清晰嘅信息咧，即係必須係循呢個方向咧去做呢個沙中線帶嚟，起碼紅磡西呢個嗰個機遇嚇。多謝主席嚇。
多謝局長。就唔知 MTR 同埋 Highway 嘅同事有冇啲乜嘢想補充或者回應翻剛才我哋有啲委員提到嘅 point 咧？
主席，或者我先由我回應，跟住稍後我啲同事如果有需要嘅就可以補充。咁先或者回應即係個大啲嘅問題，就係話我哋唔同嘅項目佔用咗海濱唔同嘅地方，會唔會即係違背咗而家海港規劃嗰個精神呢？咁首先嚟講呢，我哋都當然啦，喺個工程方面我哋係有啲地方我哋的確係要用咗。咁其實一定程度呢，正正就係因為香港嘅優點有個海港，我哋係可以使用啦。咁其實我哋唔係話單單貪方便呢，將即係用一個海濱嘅地方咁就係算。其實我哋喺整體規劃各個工程或者使用嚟講咧，我哋無論係陸地啦、海港啦，即係我哋希望嚟講，盡量能夠平衡到啦。咁而其實頭先局長都講過啦，其實我哋個工程嚟講咧，都能夠係帶俾咧海港有機遇嘅。長遠而嚟，鐵路嘅建設咧，其實我哋有新嘅港鐵站咧，係會將咧鐵路咧係伸延到比較近海港嘅地方嘅。舉例而家沙中線呢度嚟講咧，我哋有個會展站啦。咁嚟講呢，佢其實呢就係正正呢就係將呢海濱呢嗰個我哋可達性呢係大大提高嘅。同樣喺西區一樣嘅。喺西區另外嚟講呢，雖然我哋有卸泥嘅設施，但係同樣嚟講呢，我哋喺海濱呢我哋會建造呢泳池啦，喺個項目入面。同埋呢我哋會係盡量協助呢，即係另外嚟講地鐵站呢亦係會方便到呢去海濱入面。咁其實呢度嚟講呢，就係、是、工程帶俾即係個海港保護嘅一個機遇啦。咁我哋誠然，我哋喺建造期間我哋會有一個影響，但係之後嚟講嗰個工程落實同埋我哋喺復修嘅時候呢，其實就好多機遇呢，就係、是、將一啲居民或者委員會呢構思呢，其實係可以盡快落實嘅。咁或者返返去呢，就係、是、司馬倫先生嘅題目啦。Well, go back to Mr. Zimmerman's question. Actually, I think I need not to answer question number one. Good thing I think the secretary has given a good answer. In terms of the 2.2 hectare, we actually, I think, has looked at the emergency options. But then I think we have, in carrying out our preliminary assessment, we look at the impact to the users.First thing, to do the emergency option, I think we are not just, it's not just a thing floating in the emergency tube. We have to break open the breakwater. We have to do quite extensive dredging inside the typhoon shelter. In terms of the total disturbance or nuisance to the users. And it will be actually, I think, bigger. And because I think we have to take away part of the breakwater during the,sort of floating in of the immersed tube. Actually, it will, I think, take away the protection to the boats, I think, that will remain in the typhoon shelter. So in a way, that is an option which I think will be more disturbing to the community there. So that's why we recommend in our current proposal to take a lesser impact option. In terms of, I think, moving out the breakwater, actually, it is a very interesting proposal. But then, that will go back to the question of whether there is an overriding public need to do it. And then, which is quite a difficult question for us to answer. And then, after all, it doesn't seem that we can eliminate the 2.2 hectare temporary reclamation, even if we are able to relocate the breakwater outside. So it doesn't seem that we can minimize the trouble. In terms of, I think, Mr. Brooks' question on whether we only have, I think, various three simplistic or extreme options. Actually, I think we look at many more options, but they all more or less, I think, fall into that three categories. And then, well, in the interest of time, we are not able to go into every design details in this presentation. In our other forums, like the forums with the professional, actually, I think we talk them through the whole proposal, I think, in some 2-3 hours time. So, in the interest of time, we cannot, but I think we have thought about it carefully.
关于呢个时间表同埋配合嘅问题，正如我哋刚才介绍呢，其实我哋同而家喺北岸即係做繞道同埋灣仔二期嘅同事呢，都有一个緊密嘅溝通嘅。咁我哋嘅目标呢，其实都係希望呢整体喺嗰度嘅工程呢都能够喺同一个时间同一个时段入面呢係好好咁協調去做好佢，從而就減低咗呢即係将来一个做完跟住第二个再去一个滋擾呢个咁嘅工程。咁正正喺我哋刚才介绍呢，我哋同繞道喺呢一度嘅配合呢，就係呢个成个嘅过程嘅成果嚟嘅。
咁go back to the question on NIL. NIL is always the thing it's always in our mind, and then we always believe that's a good proposal.But in terms of, I think, the priority, I think we have to do it according to the priority. So I think it will be a project later, not for the present moment. But we'll make sure, I think, the necessary protection work, say for example, the interchange arrangement with NIL and exhibition, it will be all done. So to make sure, I think, it can be implemented in the future.
咁至於我哋對會唔會對而家喺灣仔銅鑼灣嗰個即係建議嘅優化工程有咩影響呢？或者我可以舉例呢度嚟講啦，避風塘呢度，其實我哋實際嘅工程呢，當我哋係展開嘅時候，我哋同雖然灣仔繞道呢，其實嗰個配合呢，就係其實確保呢，佢嘅工程基本上係唔受我哋影響嘅。咁變咗呢，換句說話嚟講呢，佢哋一方面佢哋可以按佢哋嘅計劃去做我哋嘅工程，而我哋喺同佢冇交其實呢啲地方做嘅工程呢，其實就唔影響佢按計劃去復修個海濱，去重建，去建造一個新嘅海濱嘅。咁變咗嚟講，呢度係有一個配合呢，其實就係盡量係唔影響已經有嘅工程計劃嘅。主席，我嘅補充呢就暫嗰段落。
Oh, you have a follow-up?
Yes, Chairman. I think that on the issue of the Northern Ireland Line, if I get my colleagues correctly, is that what we'd like to see is protection work which avoid disturbance to the harbour front and harbour front users in the future. We're not so interested in your protection work at the stations. That's your problem, not our problem. Our problem is harbour front enhancement. So we want protection work to avoid disturbance to the harbour front. So maybe that MCR could be a little bit more specific, Chairman.As far as the issue of the typhoon shelter and the breakwater, I think NCR is absolutely correct. It's not up to NCR to decide whether there's a public overriding need or whether there's no public overriding need. But the issue has been raised in public consultation with the NCR, and therefore the NCR, as it goes forward and asks the public, it should ask the public to decide whether there's a public overriding need. And I don't see it in their brochure, so I'm very disappointed. By not having it in your brochure, you precludethe ability of the community to decide whether there is an overriding need or no overriding need. It appears that you have already decided that there is no overriding need, which I would think is a disappointment. I'd like to reiterate again, by first moving the breakwater, you increase the size of the typhoon shelter, increase the number of moorings. If you then afterwards take out some typhoon shelter part temporarily, then of course at that moment we have mitigated it.So I hope I'm clear on the purpose of first moving out the breakwater. And I believe we've asked for this with the Central One South Bypass. However, it was too late for them to include it in their project. But again, now we're asking it again, is to please move the breakwater, increase the typhoon shelter, then do your work. It is no use for the harbour to have all, you know, if I follow your line of thinking, I could remove all the moorings, all the berthings from Hong Kong Harbour, stick them on the south side. Then what is the value of the harbour? The value of the harbour is not just the water. The value of the harbour is the use of the water. If I don't have moorings and berthings, I can't use the water. So what's the value of the harbour? You destroy the value of the harbour by taking out moorings and sticking them on the south side. Central One's a bypass, Highways Department has already done that. Half the typhoon shelter has to go to Aberdeen Harbour. They've reduced the value of the harbour. Now you're going to do it again. This is an ideal opportunity to first move the breakwater by at least 10 to 20 meters at least, to move it closer to the tip of the existing Easter breakwater, and then create that more space, so when you have to use the typhoon shelter for temporary reclamation, you won't impair the use of it as much. Thank you.
Patrick, and then Kim.
多謝主席。有一個問題呢，就我們過往中環灣仔繞道呢就很關注的，就是銅鑼灣避風塘裏面的水質，所以我們都亦都要求了路政署的同事呢，我們都承諾了在那個進行的工程裏面呢就會清洗淤泥，就將那個水質改善的。那沙中線在這方面會是有沒有會不會拖延這個計劃，或者有沒有對它有什麼特別的影響，我想清楚，因為這個是我們十分關注的問題。多謝。
还是要听明白呢，你先回应好吗？
多谢主席。除了水质那个方面考虑之外呢，就我想我想问一个实际的问题呢，就是其实我们在现在的阶段呢，或者你有多少空间给我们吧，我们看到有些东西我们是可以改善到空间，改善那个海滨的，而是可以由你们负责的項目，咁我哋可唔可以提出嚟，或者係喺邊個時間提出嚟呢，咁樣係等你喺嗰個詳細設計嘅時候，我哋可以一併考慮，或者你哋嗰個撥款嗰方面一次過一併擺落去呢。咁呢樣嘢我想就聽下你哋睇下，如果我哋睇到有啲，即係我仲因為留堂啦，咁變咗半個月時間去諗，變咗可能我哋會有啲嘢去諗到出嚟，可能或者喺你係咪喺你嗰方面會唔會有啲 input 落嚟，令到大家係。是个社会是一个很快的得着咁样。
陈先生呢，兼称呢，其实是资深的规划师嚟㗎，咁佢好有心压㗎。就或者请你就刚才嗰三点睇有冇啲咩进一步回应㗎啦。
各位主席，咁先或者答陈生。咁其實我哋而家嗱，我哋其實就尚未開始個詳細設計嘅，我哋而家都係個初步設計就接近完成啦。咁就其實我哋如果其實委員會或者成日公眾咧有啲建議，而係我哋工程上可以配合得到，其實都係翻頭先吳先生提到嗰樣，就係話點樣可以利用呢個機會，即、就、係、是、一方面我哋做我哋嘅工程，而喺個我哋當我哋復修嘅時候咧，如係有一啲喺我哋合適去做嘅咧，咁其實我哋幾時都係去樂意去做嘅，因為都係復修過程，我哋都要做嘅啦呢樣嘢嚇。咁點樣能夠做到出嚟咧？係對嗰個海濱同埋對個社會嗰個效益更大咧？咁我哋都係歡迎大家俾意見，因為始終嚟講我哋呢一方面咧，始終唔係我哋嘅專長啦。咁但係所以我哋都就係出嚟做公眾諮詢咧，都希望咧其實大家能夠俾嘅意見我哋嘅。咁其實係而家係有一個時間喺度嘅，因為我哋係仲未開始我哋嘅詳細設計。咁另外嚟講呢，就係話銅鑼灣避風塘嗰個水質嘅問題呢，其實我哋嗰個而家嘅建議呢，其實我哋就係完全呢係唔阻呢中華灣仔繞道嘅工程嘅時間表嘅，佢可以按佢而家嘅時間表呢係一批即係去做嘅。我哋而家呢就喺沙中線嚟講呢，我哋就係快馬加鞭呢，我哋就係追佢哋呢個項目，我哋當然希望最快一齊去做好曬啲嘢佢啦。咁我哋重點呢就係我哋係唔會影響到佢嘅。咁當然我哋額外我哋做嘅臨時電話呢，我哋呢度係有我哋亦要係做一個獨立嘅環評，亦確保個水質呢唔會受我哋額外嘅臨時電話嘅影響啦。And then goes back to the movement of the breakwater. Yeah, I think we have a difficulty here. It seems that we, I think for the purpose of SCL,
Well, the difficulty here is that for MCL, we are only the agents for SCL. And then for the moving out the breakwater, which I think to provide a bigger typhoon shelter, even though I think it's really in the interest of the whole community, it will be difficult for ourselves to justify the overriding public need. We are more or less, I think, stuck at this point, I think, from the perspective of MTR. So if we propose it, it must be for our project, and then we have to justify it from the perspective of this project. And then, so unless I think we can prove that, it can further reduce the total temporary extent of temporary reclamation within the typhoon shelter. I don't think we got a case to do it. And then in terms of NRL protection, well, yes, I think we are working closely with all the government workstations to make sure I think we have, I think, the necessary protection in place.
Thank you.
Just trying to look spend a bit more time looking in a little bit more detail, and I'd like to ask a couple of questions about exhibition station is at one of those very critical junctures. In that pedestrian mobility to that part of the waterfront is very constrained currently. I remember walking out just a few days ago out to try and get to the Sunankai Centre from Wanchai MTR station, and the footbridge there is at saturation point. The connectivity to the waterfront is a critical point in so many ways. Putting in new infrastructure there attracts new footfall. So in terms of the mobility away from the stations, I mean, what do you see in terms of pedestrian accessibility away from this station and to the waterfront and also back into the hinterland? The drawings in this regard are a little bit limited, a lot of underground structure and very limited above ground structure, and the photographs that you've got a little bit later in the document again don't really give any detail. So is there anything else you can supplement with at this stage?
I guess I think you're referring to the brochure of SCL, as I write, the brown booklet. Oh, yes. And actually, we have another booklet, more specific on the proposed SCL on the island. We call it the Hong Kong Island Sections. For the exhibition station, will enhance the connectivity to the harbour front, in the sense that at the moment I think if the people I think have very little choice, if they are taking public transport, probably they have to get off at the Wan Chai station, use the footbridges, or they get off, I think, buses that cross the road going up and then use the footbridges. When SCL is in place, they got a choice. They can take SCL and then get off an exhibition station where they are already at the seafront. They can go to either the convention exhibition center or go to all the existing facilities or future facilities in that area. We believe, I think, it will help. So of course, I think the details has to be yet to be worked out. Because then I think we have not yet, I think, into the detailed design of the project. But I think the concept is there.
Oh, yeah, the last question, we still have Kabai from Serbia.
Yeah, Chairman, the issue raised by the MTR is that they are an agent. I wonder whether the MTR is implying that because they're an agent for execution of a project for government here, that they cannot proceed with a proposal such as moving the breakwater. And that therefore they are not in a position to respond, but actually government should respond. If that is the implication of his response, then I think that the government should respond. From our position, Chairman, we've had within the society discussion about this. We'll certainly object to the temporary reclamation in the Coastal Bay Typhoon Shelter without sufficient mitigation measures to avoid the removal of the berthings. We think that the berthings and the moorings are very important to the value of the harbour, and that removal of them, again, for a second time, it's definitely something that needs to be mitigated, and we think that there's an absolute need for that. So we have to clearly state our position today, and we will continue to state that.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you for the question from Paul. Well, But actually, I think for the consideration on the possibility of moving or building a new breakwater outside the existing breakwater, the consideration is in fact not on whether or not the SCL is an entrusted project or not to MTLC from government. It is from the project itself, from the conclusion of the project itself, whether or not for the construction of the starting to central link, whether or not that require the construction of a breakwater. I think push it to extreme. We can, at the most, build the breakwater as a temporary measure, because as a permanent for the permanent situation, indeed for the starting to central link, we do not require a permanent breakwater not along the present alignment. So even to the extreme, that breakwater can only be a temporary breakwater, can never be a permanent measures. And I think that's all from the consideration of the project itself. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wish to I am from working on behalf of the CWB project, and I heard some comments on CWB, and I wish to take this opportunity to respond. I wish the committee members to rest assured that we will try our utmost to coordinate with the MPRC project to ensure that temporary reclamation at the Causeway Bay Pavilion Shelter will be kept to a minimum. And as regards the section of works near the police officers club, which we will work together, we will try our best to do that. But that is subject to conditions like, for example, working space and also the fairway for the boats. And the most important of all is the timely authorization and approval for the SCL project. And the second point about CWB, which I wish to supplement some information, is that when the CWB was under public consultation, there are suggestions raised by Mr. Zimmerman, for example, on this moving of the typhoon shelter. We did not do this under the CWB project, not because of not enough time for this proposal, but because moving this typhoon shelter northwards will involve temporary reclamation, which is subject to the PHO limitations, and we can find a reasonable alternative to this temporary reclamation, which means that we have reprovision off-site of the affected boats. Therefore, we cannot proceed with this proposal and have to delete it from our authorized scheme. Thanks, Chairman.
Chairman, I have to wonder whether it's necessary to...
I think this is going to drag on. Unfortunately, we still have a couple of items. All right, like one last chance. You really... Who wants to speak after this? Kim, Paul, Kim, and... Okay, let's quickly move on. Brief, Paul. Okay.
To me, it's very simple, Chairman. It's not up to the Highways Department to decide whether or not it's an overriding need. It's up to the public to decide whether it's an overriding need. If you don't ask the public by excluding it from the literature, it is no longer an option. You've precluded the discussion. You will never know whether it's an overriding need because you haven't asked the public. So why don't you ask them? From our perspective, we are very, very clear that for this project, we will take a much more harder stance on the issue of the moorings than we did for the Central Monster Bypass. We believe it was wrong to move the moorings for the Central Monster Bypass. However, we had decided that this project had to proceed in a timely manner. We decided to withdraw
the issues that were raised to you in writing and by our lawyers. We have withdrawn them. We did not proceed with a judicial review. We did that because we wanted the project to proceed in a timely manner, and we felt that it was politically incorrect to pursue on this project at this moment. For the SEL, there's ample time. We'd like to reiterate our position. The moorings are required for an active use of the harbour.
Skip, please.
多謝主席，我諗阿波嘅建議咧，佢可以喺任何時間都可以提供，但係喺呢個場合嚟講，我諗我哋嗰個聚焦點就已經唔應該擺喺嗰個 Brigata 嗰度嘅嚇，咁就我意見係咁多，拜拜。
OK， 就好多謝 NTR 同埋 Harry 嘅同事今日同我哋介紹分享沙田中環呢、這個鐵路線嘅工作。咁就嗱，我有一點或者即係結束嘅時候同咧，嗱當然即係呢個鐵路線咧係為咗我哋市民嘅方便咧，但係又可唔可以請你哋嘅團隊喺建設呢條鐵路線嘅時候考慮一下，你又點樣可以為美化維港做少少貢獻咧？唔需要一定係。等人哋嘅 comment 嘅，你可以主動都可以去提一啲方案、一啲建議翻嚟嘅。多謝你今日嘅出席，多謝你嘅團隊嚇。
係啊，好多謝主席。其實我哋係會，絕對會係
好
接埋剛才嘅建議。我哋喺下次翻嚟，因為我哋唔會係一次嘅，即係我哋其他嗰啲沙中線其他事項我哋都會翻嚟嘅。我哋希望喺下一次嘅時候，無論喺大會或者小組咧，我哋都有一啲建設性嘅提議翻。
Thank you.